Tekev Evin Mishnah Vav. Lezer Aina Yom Tov Sama was Shabbos Beinu Fenev and Asher. Whether Yom Tov was on Friday or Sunday, it comes out you have 2 days of Yom Tov and Shabbos. You have Yom Tov and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yom Tov. The question that is Erev Tchumim. Ma'ar Vav Mishnei Eruvin. Rabbi Lezer says you can make 2 Eruvin. Aina Eruv Erishin on the Yisrach or Sheinu Lemayus. He proclaims the 2 Eruvin before a 2 day holiday. And he says that on Yom Tov, Erev Shekin Mishnah and Shabbos, the second Erev Amid on the Mayrus will take effect. Or the other way around, Rishon Mayrus, Rishon Mishnah, the first one to the west, the second one to the east. Eruv Erishin, Rishon Shein Kimeiri, or you could say that I want an Erev only for one of the 2 days, and the second day I want to be with the Erev of my city, or Eruv the Sheni, the Rishon Kimeiri, you could say the other way around, if you want the Erev to only take effect the second day of this 2 day Shabbos Yom Tov combination, and the first day wants to be like people of the city. That's what he holds, because he holds that there are 2 Kedushas, the Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Yom Tov. So the Mele, your Shvita, the place you're staying, dwelling on Shabbos is one place, and you can make Yom Tov a different place. He says, no, since it's 2 days of Yom Tov, we treat it as one long day of Yom Tov, and therefore you have to make both Eruvin to the same place. Or Ma'arvah Shnei Yomim, you always make the Erev from both days, or Einam Ma'arvah Kol Ikeh. And he could also make the Erev only for the 2 days as one unit, or not make an Erev at all. He can't split it up. Kate said Yasa, what should he do practically? Alicha Barisha and Machshich Alos. We're talking about a case where the first day was Yom Tov. So Erev Yom Tov, he puts his Erev in position, and he stays next to his Erev, and after the night falls in, Noitlo, he takes it. It's the Yom Tov you're about to carry. Uvolo, he wants to watch over this Erev. Uvolo, Machshich Alos, Ha'ichlo. And the second day, he puts it back there again. This is just a practical thing, that he doesn't want to leave it out there, then maybe it'll get destroyed. But the second day, he's going to go there, and after he'll make Kiddush over there, and he'll eat it. Since he's talking about Licha, so he's talking about Eruv, he ends up that he is kind of Erev for the second day also, and he's also get something out of there that he can eat it. Nechol b'rishon, Eruv l'rishon, zayin Erev l'shein. If it was eaten the first day, then it does not work for the second day. Amal Rav Lezer says you have a problem with your shita. You told me before I can only make the Erev as one unit of 2 days. So you seem to be holding that we look at Shabbos as of 1 day. The rule is if I made an Erev, as long as the Erev was around in the beginning of the day, it doesn't have to be for the entire day. So if it's one unit of 2 days, it's enough that it was there. The Ben Shmoshes of the first day, it does not have to be the Ben Shmoshes of the second day. You're telling me no, it has to be the Ben Shmoshes of the second day. I see from here that you treat it as 2 independent days. If you treat it as 2 independent days, so why can't you make an Erev L'chatzilah only for 1 of the 2 days? And the answer is that they are mesupik, and therefore they must in both directions. If it's 1 day, then in the Chanan it would be enough for the Erev to be there only in the Ben Shemesh of the first day. But since they're mesupik about it, they want an Erev to be there for the second day also. But on the other hand, you can't split up the two, because in the mesupik maybe it is 1 day. The Maisa we passing like Rabbi Lez in this thing, that Shabbos and the other are two separate entities, and you can make an error for one without the other.